Good morning and welcome to our Monday morning podcast here at Lighthouse. Hey, do you like my new shirt? Yeah, I got this shirt from a friend of mine. Just out of the blue. Wasn't expecting it. It wasn't my birthday. It wasn't Christmas. It was just something that he had a heart to do because he has this gift of giving. And I don't know if you have a gift of giving, but I know some people that have that gifting where what they want to do is they, when they think of people, they love them and they care for them. And so the way that they want to express that is in by giving gifts. And so it matters a great deal to them. And so you always want to receive that gift. Never, ever refuse that gift. No, receive it graciously because it's a gift that's given out of love, deep, abiding love and respect. Well, that's what I want to do today is we want to look at some of the deep, abiding, generous gifts of wisdom that God wants to impart to us today from Proverbs chapter 20. So let's pray. Father, I thank you so much for the treasure of your word. As we just pause and take a look and think about what your word has to say for us, and that, Lord, it creates strength in us, but it creates character. It shapes the character that's reflective of your character, and that is so what we want because it's a character that's shaped in the image of love because that's who you are, but it's one of righteousness. It's one of truth. It's one of grace. It's one of mercy. It's one of loving kindness. Oh, Lord, it's full of joy and gentleness and self-control, all of the things of your spirit. So we ask, Lord, for your blessing today, that you would bless us with the gift of your word to richly fill our lives. Thank you, Jesus. In your name we pray. Amen. So we left off at Proverbs chapter 20, verse 3 from last week. And it says this. It says, "It is an honor for man to keep aloof from strife, but every fool will be quarreling." When someone comes and has a complaint or an issue about someone, or maybe even it's about you, God is saying here, "I have a gift of wisdom for you that says, do not enter into that quarrel. Because if you do, you're going to dishonor the Lord. You're going to dishonor your own life, and you're going to fall into what I call fooldom. But please understand that when someone has a quarrel, when they got a beef going on, typically there are other issues that are happening in their lives. And so it's oftentimes, if you will, the front, the smokescreen, the thing that has just tipped them over. But yet there's hidden things behind it. And so we have to be careful about entering into their frustration. One of the ways which God's words provide for us to keep from entering into that is to keep aloof. Now, that's a strange term. It's like, what does that mean? Well, it simply means to cease. Don't enter in. And in some cases, it means to be silent. Well, the greatest example that was given to us was Christ through the brutality of his scourging and, of course, being nailed to a cross. This is what it says in Isaiah 53 as the prophecy about the Christ, the Messiah, so that it's very easy to identify him, to recognize him, that he would have to fulfill this. It says this in Isaiah 53:7, "He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. Like a lamb that is led to the slaughter, and like a sheep that before its shearer is silent, so he opened not his mouth." So few people know how God would have them to respond when things haven't gone their way, when they think that they've been disadvantaged, when trouble has just been brought to their doorstep, and it's like, "Lord, what do I do with this?" And oftentimes what our response is, we're going to fight back, you know, because we've been hurt, we've been wounded. And what we really need is we need the strength of Christ. We need the confidence of Christ. We need the love of Christ to fill us. We need the Word of God to remind us that there is a greater work that God is doing through the difficulties, through the frustrations of our lives, but to be careful about entering into a place of conflict, a place of quarreling, a place of complaining, because what we're really complaining about is our faith in God. And I don't think that we want to do that. So we have to be very careful about that. In fact, there is a passage, I believe, that God has so given me multiple times through my life when things have just been difficult. And it's like, Lord, how do I respond to all of this? I know what my flesh wants to do. I want to go and I want to correct, or I want to make sure that this is known, you know. But all that does is it creates greater festering and problems. So what is that passage? It's found in 1 Peter 5, verses 6 and 7. It says, "Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, so that at the proper time he may exalt you, casting all your cares or anxieties on him, because he cares for you." The Lord wants us to bring to him all of our troubles. He has a good gift for us. His gift for us is himself. He is the Prince of Peace. He's the one that's able to bring peace to our hearts in the midst of conflict. You see, he provides for us. He cares for us. And it's good to be dependent upon him rather than try to solve our problems, because we don't typically solve our problems well when we're angered and when we're emotionally distraught. No, typically what we do is we cause greater problems. So God wants to give us wisdom from his word. So another place of wisdom in this same chapter, chapter 20, I want to skip down to verse 3. It says this, "Many a man proclaims his own steadfast love, but a faithful man who can find?" You know, I think it's interesting that there's the clarity of this passage is faithfulness dispels quarreling. Faithfulness affirms true love. Talk is cheap, right? But the value of faithfulness is enduring. And so that's another gift that God has given to us to teach us about the importance of being faithful. One of the things that I've had is people come to me and they go, "Man, Pastor Ron, I'd love to be involved with ministry." And so it's like, what do I have to do to be prepared? And I said, be faithful. Be faithful. Well, what do you mean be faithful? I said, are you being faithful with your employment? Do you have problems with your employment? You know, I want to listen. I want to hear. Because if there's constant, if there's complaint and there's issues and there isn't the opportunity for them, that no matter where they are to work heartily as unto the Lord, in all that they say and all that they do, are they working unto the Lord? That's faithfulness. Faithfulness in our lives looks like this. It's described for us in Colossians 3:17. It says, "And whatever you do in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him." So faithfulness is a reflection of Christ in our lives. In Revelation 19:11, it says this, "Then I saw heaven open, and behold, a white horse. The one sitting on it is called Faithful and True." Heaven identifies Jesus as the Faithful and True One. It also says for us that God understands, and he comes to be our defender. And so our confidence is in his faithfulness. I know for me, 1 John 1:9, again, another passage, another gift from God that has worked wonderful things in my life. It says, "If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness." You see, Jesus can't be anything but faithful. He has to be faithful to his divine character, that he's faithful first, and then he's just. You see, he was faithful to fulfill the law. And by fulfilling the law, he justified us as he paid the sin, paid for the price of our sin on that cross by taking our sins to be judged on our behalf, so that he could make us just as if we'd never sinned. So that's why he's able to cleanse us from all our unrighteousness, but we have to seek his forgiveness. If we confess our sins, if we agree with him, "Man, I'm a sinner, God. I just blew it. And I need your forgiveness and I need to be cleansed." And that's exactly what he does, because he wants to free us from the bondage of sin. And all we have to do is just turn to him. We trust in Him, we rest in Him, and we trust in His grace because He cares for us. So His gift for us today is His faithful love. God bless you all, and thank you for joining me today.